just a prayer away. Prati was afraid to go back to sleep. What if he had another nightmare? By Lucy Stevenson, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Pray, He is There. Children's Songbook, pages 12 through 13. Prati sat up in bed with a jolt. His heart was beating fast. Rain pattered on the roof as he sat in the darkness. He could hear water dripping from the African fig tree outside his window, and the air felt sticky and warm. Prati took a deep breath and tried to relax. It was just a dream. He crawled out of bed and peeked at his parents. Mama and Papa were sleeping peacefully. His little sister, Celia, was curled up in her bed too. Everything was okay. His family was safe. Prati climbed back into bed and tried to go back to sleep. He tossed and turned, then tossed and turned some more. He knew his dream wasn't real, but it had been so scary. Even though he was tired, he was afraid to fall asleep again. What if he had another nightmare? Prati lay on his back and looked at the ceiling. He tried to think of happy thoughts. Heavenly Father, are you really there? And do you hear and answer every child's prayer? A wave of warmth came over Prati as he thought of the words of his favorite primary song. Sister Kioska had taught them that Heavenly Father was always watching over them. They could pray to Him anytime, anywhere. Prati knew what to do. He got out of bed and knelt down to pray.
"Dear
Heavenly Father,"
he prayed,
"I'm really scared. Please keep my family safe. And please help me to go to sleep and not have any more bad dreams."
Prati finished his prayer and climbed back into bed. His body relaxed and his mind felt peaceful. Soon he was asleep. When morning came, Prati woke up to the warm sun shining through the window. He could hear pots clanging in the kitchen. Celia was at the table eating leftover cassava. Mama was warming some up for him to eat too.
"Bonjour,"
Mama said.
"How did you sleep?"
"I had a really scary nightmare,"
Prati said.
"But then I said a prayer. Heavenly Father, help me feel safe."
"I'm sorry you had a bad dream,"
Mama said. She hugged Prati close and didn't let go for a long time.
"But I'm so glad you said a prayer. It sounds like praying really helped you."
"It did,"
said Prati.
"I was able to fall asleep again, and I didn't have any more bad dreams."
Prati hugged Mama tight. He was glad to know that no matter how scared he felt, Heavenly Father was just a prayer away. End of the story, Just a Prayer Away, read by Roseanne Peterson and Sean and Rena Nelson.